AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Melissa is now spinning through the southeastern Bahamas after causing widespread damage and at least 34 deaths across Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. Jennifer King has the latest.
In the Bahamas, some residents of the Out Islands have evacuated to Nassau as Hurricane Melissa bears down. The storm has weakened and is forecast to pass just west of Bermuda on Thursday. The hurricane left a trail of destruction across Haiti, Cuba, and Jamaica, toppling trees and utility poles and ripping the roofs off of shelters. In Haiti, dozens of people were killed, many in the coastal town of Petit-Goave. One resident said he saw bodies in the debris. In Santiago de Cuba, some homes have collapsed into piles of bricks. Hotel worker Reynaldo Charon described the storm as hell all night with terrible winds. When it made landfall in Jamaica, Melissa was a Category 5 storm with winds of 185 miles per hour.
There's been tremendous, unprecedented devastation.
Dennis Zulu was a UN coordinator in the region.
Infrastructure of property, roads, network, connectivity, energy has been lost.
I'm Jennifer King.
The Federal Reserve is cutting its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point. Chair Jerome Powell.
We have the situation where the risks are to the upside for inflation and to the downside for employment. We have one tool. It can't do both of those. You can't address both of those at once. You've got a very different situation.
And Powell says there were strongly differing views.
Now we're 150 basis points closer to neutral, wherever that may be, than we were a year ago. And so there's a growing chorus now of feeling like maybe this is where we should at least wait a cycle.
The Fed's next meeting set for December. Stocks closed mixed, the Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ all near all-time highs. And in Illinois, a jury's convicted a sheriff's deputy of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey. The black woman had called 911 to report a suspected prowler. This is AP News. After more than 40 years in prison, Subramanyam Bedum had been set to walk free.
He'd been cleared in the 1980 killing of his friend, but now he faces another legal fight. Bedum is in federal custody over a 1999 deportation order. The Trump administration plans to act on that order because of a drug conviction from the 1980s. Bedum's lawyers say the years he wrongfully spent in prison should outweigh that. They've asked the Board of Immigration Appeals to reopen the case. Sister Sarasvati Bedum described her brother, who also goes by Subbu, as a calm and patient person.
He, more than anybody else, knows that sometimes things don't make sense. You have to just stay the course and keep hoping that truth and justice and compassion and kindness will win.
Bedum is now 64. He legally came to the U.S. at 9 months old so his father could teach at Penn State University. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
More news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.